Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 1st of November. And of course, today is your big trip. At least I believe that's the date you leave, 1 November. And I certainly hope you have a marvelous time. If it's anything like my trip, Duchess, it'll be something to remember. I got back on Thursday. Was it Thursday? No, I think it was Wednesday night on the 28th, yeah. And it was a fabulous week. Very interesting. Where to start? So many things. I didn't mark my calendar again when I taped you last. I think it was around the weekend of the 17th, in or there, a day or two, I think. Anyway, much has happened. I had a marvelous, marvelous time in Hong Kong. And by the way, I went to Hong Kong, not to Tokyo. You kept writing me, wishing me a good trip in Tokyo. Tokyo was the last trip, Duchess. I know, it's confusing. To begin with, it was also a period of time when Tom went home. He left on the 20th. And up until that time, Duchess, it was very, very hectic for me. I had been seeing Tom every single night over the past, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that. And of course, he just lives a few doors down, three doors down, in the same building here. And I had no time at all to myself, none whatsoever. And I thoroughly enjoyed Tom. My big romance of my Vietnam tour, actually. He's an outstanding person. I only wish he were available. Anyway, I was very, very sad to see him leave on the 20th. We had done many things together. I mean, you can't do much here in post, but we did eat every night together. We did have drinks every night, and usually Bill Van Atten joined us just about seven nights a week. And so, anyway, I was sad to see him go. He left the morning of the 20th. I worked that morning, and in the afternoon I went down to Saigon. Charmaine met me, and we had a couple of drinks, and then Bill Hawk came over to Charmaine's to pick me up. See, Bill was going on leave with me. Well, actually, Bill and I had a bit of a spat a few weeks before. And I'm not that crazy about Bill Hawk, but he's been good to me, but he's a different kind of man. Anyway, going from Tom to Bill, that just was very, very difficult. And therefore, I was very cold towards Bill Hawk, and I'm sure it was not the hoop-de-doo week in Hong Kong that he wanted. But he's a stingy man. He's very self-centered, and anyhow, he's been good to me. But he reminded me very much of Henry in many ways, in that I met more managers, Duchess. Every time we went to dinner, or the hotel manager had to come up, and because things weren't just the way he wanted them. And the first night when we got to Hong Kong, it was a lovely flight. It's just about 2 hours from here to Hong Kong. Oh, even before we went on the aircraft, Duchess, we went to have dinner and a few drinks, and I bumped into two people I knew and one I had known of. One was Major Wilcox. He runs the R&R Center at Camp Alpha here at Tonsonut. And then there was Bill Reynolds, who's a major, and I worked under him in Korea. And then Colonel Fischetti, who was also my boss in Korea. We're sitting at this cocktail bar thing having drinks, and Bill and I walked in, so they asked us to join them. And so there were two of my previous bosses, and it was very gay. We had a few drinks and ha-ha and all that stuff. And so when we got to Hong Kong, the first night we stayed at an R&R hotel, and of course Bill Hawk didn't like it at all. The rooms weren't right. Nothing was right. And so the next morning he had made a reservation for myself and him at the Hyatt Hotel. The Hyatt used to be the President Hotel, and I had stayed there before. Anyway, it's a lovely hotel. And we had adjoining rooms and all this good stuff, and he has to have everything his way. So, most of the time, during the daytime, we were off shopping in our own ways. In the evening, I sat in the bathtub for a good hour or so, because I don't get to use a bathtub over here. And then about 8:30, 9:30 at night, we would go out for dinner and drinks, and it was very nice. It was extremely pleasant for me because I had Bill as an escort, and so we went to all these different restaurants and whatnot, which usually I don't do when I'm by myself. I didn't get the rest that I might have, although I slept late almost every morning. And every morning we had breakfast in our rooms and that kind of thing. So it was all in all a very good trip. But I think Bill was very disappointed because he felt that I had changed. And I blamed a lot of it on him, Duchess, because I felt that he forgets I'm not one of his military subordinates. And so I don't jump every time he snaps his fingers. And so this kind of, we had long discussions to 3 in the morning. And as I say, he's very pleasant, but just to a point, Duchess, and you have to kind of put him in his place every once in a while. Anyway, as I said, it was the wrong time because you can't bounce from one man to another unless they're very similar or you feel the same or whatever. And of course, this was not the case, so. Oh, gee. Anyway, somehow I managed to spend over $1,100, Duchess. Yes, $1,100. Actually, it was closer to $1,200. Some of it was for other people, but over 1,000 of it was my own. Your next question is, what in the world did I buy? Well, my answer should be, I don't really know. I didn't buy that much, but it does add up. Let's see, I bought a small stereo set, just 2 speakers and an amplifier, tuner. Very small, Duchess. I thought possibly you might want to use it in the home if I ever get my own things out of there. It's not too big, and it certainly isn't complicated. So that's a possibility. I bought, about $350 worth of clothes. I bought a coat. I had a coat made up, a vicuna coat. I'm sure you know what vicuna is. I only know of it because many of the girls have had coats made over here or in Hong Kong. It's like a camel color, Duchess, only it's a little bit darker. And it's pretty nice, I think. Then I had 4 or 5 dresses made up, different shades. Each dress is $35, $45, $50 to get made up. I think I'm going out of my mind, Duchess. I really am. I go hog wild on these trips. And the funny thing was in the Dynasty shop, they had a huge sale that had been on for several months. And, of course, this was the very, very end of the sale. It ended while I was there. But I found 2 dresses, size 12 Dynasty, that I walked right into. One was a little bit big in the hips, so I took it to a tailor and had him take it in. And one dress was $8 and one dress was $5. And they're lovely dresses, Duchess. So for $13, I got 2 dresses where all the others cost $35, $45 a piece. And then I had a pair of lizard shoes and matching bag made up. I need lizard shoes, right? The shoes were $26 and the bag was $39. It's not really that sensational, but I thought I'd like to have them. They sort of go with the coat. Oh, and then I had this other episode prior to leaving. Remember I mentioned to you in Bangkok, I had purchased a pantsuit, a Dynasty white crepe. Well, the cleaners here on post ruined it because they washed it. We've got lovely cleaners here. Not only did they wash it, but they put grease on it. And it's pure white, Duchess, so you can imagine what it looked like. Anyway, the manager here agreed to let me make a suit, get a suit made up in Hong Kong, one of his tailors. We have concessions on post, tailor concessions. And so I went to Hong Kong to the store, and they made up a suit which is not near as nice, I don't think. And in addition to that, I had a dress made, and they said they wouldn't charge me for that either. So I don't know the results of this yet, but I did get a pantsuit and a black dress. The dress I love. It's one of the nicest ones I have. And I'll see how that works out. That's another $100. Supposedly, I'm not going to pay for it. And what else did I buy? I had two wigs. They're $5 a piece. They're this short. I'm laughing because I never wear them. I have all these wigs. I have two wigs. They're very short. One is kind of a blondish. The other one is very, very close to my own coloring. And they only cost $5, Duchess. They're a full wig, very, very short. And you can't set them. You can wash them and just brush them. The stretch wigs. And I took them to the beauty parlor and had them shaped. And they look very nice. It's so difficult for me to get used to wearing them. Charmaine wears them all the time. I bought Charmaine two wigs back, and she just put it right on, brushed it, and she looked gorgeous. She has a knack with doing it. I don't have the patience, as you know. Plus, I had my own hair cut. It's very, very short, and I did have it permanent. I don't mind it being short, Duchess, because particularly over here with the heat and whatnot, and I can manage it when it's very, very short, and it is. And so, what else did I do? Oh, I bought about $50 worth of underwear. My underwear was kind of running out. It's impossible to buy underwear here. So I still had things I had bought from home. And let's see, I bought underwear. Oh, and I bought a lot of little gifts for people. I bought these little jewelry cases and gave one to all the gals in the office. That's about six or eight jewelry. They're just cloth. And then I bought back about four or five packages at least of perfume. That I bought most of these things in the China Fleet shop over there, and that's the Navy PX. And if I don't get anywhere before Christmas, I had thought maybe I'd take a 3 or 4 day weekend to Bangkok. But if I don't, Duchess, then there's nothing to buy here for gifts. And so I did buy a number of things. I always do this, and sometimes I think I'm wrong, but usually most people who go will bring you back a little something from their trip. And so I did the same thing. I always have. Anyway, I bought the perfume. I don't know if I'll give it all away. I'd like to keep one or two packages myself. And then I bought about six sweaters. I didn't get exactly a salmon sweater for you, but I did get sort of a salmon color. I got a black sweater, a blue sweater, green sweater, sort of a salmon, and a white one. These are all beaded, Duchess. I got one similar to one I bought you last time. Anyway, and I got a blue one for me to wear at work. So I have about six sweaters, all size 42s. Some of them run differently, though. And they were all $10, $12 a piece. So between the perfume and the sweaters, that's $100 right there. What else? I bought a watch for myself. Just what I need, right? I bought a Seiko automatic day and date gold. I don't have a gold watch, Duchess. I figured I gotta have a gold watch. And so, really, it doesn't, there's not a great deal more that I purchased that I can think of. And as I said, over $1,000. I did buy a picture. It'd probably get broken before I get it home. It's made out of seashells. I bought it in a communist Chinese store, and it was $9, I think. It's very pretty. It's of a bird or something. Anyway.